Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking like the Dapper Don.
Giving a microphone.
Dress
like a $1 million.
Diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together
for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Steve
Harvey,
when
on
the track down,
Steve Harvey,
why don't you join me?
Whoa,
Steve Harvey,
you know
y'all.
You better give me some air while I listen to
Steve
Harvey.
Yeah,
join me.
Come
with me, have a say.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, I love it when I run up into people and they say that to me. They say, hey, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Then they wink at me. I know they're listening. You know, I got a lot off my chest yesterday. I wanted to clear some things up, and I appreciate y'all giving me a minute, because sometimes, you know, you just got to say some things out loud, not complaining, but, hey, just verbalizing, but realizing that I got to keep going anyway. And that's my words this morning to you, that I want you to keep pushing no matter what happens. I want to share something with you that's important. That's very, very important. See, you have to give God something to bless. You know, if your prayer is asking for God's blessings, you got to give him something to work with now. You know, you got to show the spirit of appreciation or gratitude. You got to let him know that you're in it for the long haul. No matter what happens, don't turn around. You will never, ever see what the end could be if you turn around and go back. You'll never know what the end could have been had you stuck it out. You'll never know how good it could have gotten had you not just weathered the storm. That's the thing that gets most people. It get tough for them, it get hard for them, and then they let doubt set in, and then those doubts become facts, and the next thing you know, they give up. Had you not given up, or had you given your best, what the results or outcome could have been? I look back on my life on so many occasions where in college I wasn't giving my best. I flunked out. Now, it's easy to look at my life now and go, yeah, but look at you now. But back then, man, it cost me for so many years. That failing to finish, that not giving my all, it cost me a number of years. I wish I could say that it didn't mean nothing, that it was just a blimp on the radar screen. But at the time, it was major. And so you have a lot of decisions in your life that are happening now. You may be in your 20s, your late teens. You could be in your early 30s and it's happening. But guess what? You'll eventually get through it, provided one thing: you never give up. You never turn around and go back. Had I written myself off because of one failure, see, and this is where so many people go wrong at too. You write yourself off after you failed at something. The one thing you thought you wanted to accomplish and you failed at it. Now you write yourself off as a failure. Now you go settle on into life and just see what hand you get. When I flunked out of college, had I written myself off as a failure, I wouldn't be here today. When I lost my carpet cleaning company, I would have written myself off as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I didn't become a diamond distributor in Amway, or a direct distributor in Amway even, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. When I bought a distribution kit to become a distributor of the Bohemian Diet and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure. When I became an A.L. Williams distributor and I didn't make it, I would have written myself as a failure and I wouldn't be here today. Oh, I got a list for you. When I got laid off at Ford Motor Company, had I written myself as a failure, I wouldn't have made it. Do you need some more? Because I have a story filled with mishaps. I have a story filled with failures. Couple of things now. The grace of God and his mercy, which is available to us all. See, that's the key, y'all. Because of his mercy. Because of his willingness to forgive. And to even understand why we do the things we do. In all of my shortcomings, failed marriages, I'm talking about, man, got it all wrong. Can't blame nobody else. This is just me. Steve ain't have it together at that point in life. I could have written myself as a failure the first time. I just could have gave up on it after the second one. And please know, this is an admission. This ain't bragging. So before you start in with me, understand what I'm saying. I'm pointing out in my life a series of missteps and failures. But how I still get here today? Couple of things. God's grace and mercy is first. But that's the key, that's for everybody. See, if it's God's willingness to forgive you and God's understanding of why we do what we do, because he said we wasn't going to be perfect. So in all of your imperfections, your creator told you you would not be perfect. He said it to you. It's out there. I don't care which one of the books you read, it tells you that. So guess what? With that in mind, he has a grace that he has. It's like a grace period. It's like when you don't pay your insurance premium on the day that it's due, the next day they don't just cancel your insurance premium. They have a grace period because they ain't trying to stop this money from coming in. But when it comes to God, there's no money required. He just gives you the grace freely. It don't cost you nothing. So you got to tap into that, y'all. You got to get in touch with that because that's an important part to making it. Understanding that his grace is available. So when you make a mistake, so when you fail at it, he has a loophole in the contract with him that allows you to make mistakes, that allows you to get it wrong, that allows you to fail time and time and time again. But if you never give up, if you keep getting up, if you keep trying, if you keep striving, if you keep making the effort to go forward and not go back, God has a blessing for you, and he has it in abundance for you, and God will give it to you at the right time. But you got to be ready. Oh, I want it to be successful, but if he had given it to me back then, I wouldn't have handled it correctly because I would have made some more mistakes along the way. So you make the mistakes to learn the lessons. Lord, man, God been good to me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is here. Another great day, another opportunity. Gratitude changes your attitude that directly affects your altitude. So if I was you, I'd get to getting grateful. If I was you, I'd get to being grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, we is grateful. Shirley Strawberry Collar, for real, Mississippi Monica Jr., better known as Kill Spates, the legend of Nephew Tommy. So, Junior, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Unc, let me ask you this. You know, group vacations. Now, partner of mine, I ain't seen in a while. And he said, man, we should go on the trip, but I know how he like to travel. And I know there's going to be a problem. Have you have any experience with group travels?
Yeah, now let me ask you a question. How do he like to travel?
Okay, we talk about like Holiday Inn Express and cars.
See right there? That's why I don't do that. And I've never been a fan of group vacations. Your problem is the key word, you said, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Why would you go somewhere for an extended period of time with somebody you ain't seen in a while? He has changed. And you don't know what the change is.
Yeah.
You know, y'all gonna be sitting somewhere dividing checks with a calculator. Y'all gonna be somewhere arguing about which way to go. And then all you need is for your girl to want to do something and his girl don't. Lord have mercy. Now, you got to do what your woman say, so now what you gonna do, see?
Yeah.
It's just gonna create a problem, man. I don't know that I would do it. We have an expert on the show that does it all the time, and he seems to have worked it out. I personally am not of that. Tommy, you do a lot of group vacations. Why don't you give him suggestions on how to do it?
If you want to really cut down on your price, I mean, you need at least 12 to 20 people with you. 12 to 20.
What?
That'll cut things.
That's a field trip.
I mean, if you want to really cut it down, where you pay like
five. 12 to 20.
See,
if you see get that? 12 to 20, you won't feel it at all.
See that
you
right
really
there?
Won't.
Yeah.
That communal vacationing. that damn near got to vote every time y'all want to do something.
He said vote.
Everything. Breakfast is a vote. Where we gonna go? A vote. How many RVs? Vote. What size the boat? Vote. How a car, van, or a truck? Vote.
The bottom line, Junior, don't do it.
I bet not do it. What sound like?
Yeah.
Can I stay in your suite with y'all? No.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, the pastors with church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, it is Monday, so you know what that means. It is time now for church complaints.
We gavel imprecariously, vindificate about the possibilities of an Ira nation. We do this imbiblically with the will and the concept of thought that everything will embellish the rightful binevity of joy. I know y'all know I'm preaching now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen again. Amen.
Deacon Jeff Jam is here with in the words, a Spanish word, complaciones of the congregation. I've been studying my Spanish, and that's what I've come up with. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Pastor. Brother Travis Leonard says he thinks he got donkey pox, and he keep kicking people that walk behind him every 5 seconds. Now, he kicked Brother Moses and got his behind whooped, and now he trying to get you to jump in and justify what was going on. But he say he got donkey pox. I don't know if that's legitimate or not.
Who did you say jumped on him?
Brother Moses jumped on
him. Oh, if he kicked Brother Moses and Brother Moses whooped on him, I can safely say Brother Travis is cured now.
What?
Yeah, he has been healed by Brother Moses. I was with Brother Moses before, and I've seen him whoop ass.
Yes.
Oh.
That's an old ass whooping.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. You know, before he throw a punch, he lick his knuckles. Now, who do that?
I don't know.
That would be old school. That would be old school, Pastor. Let's see. Moving right along. Now, you're going to have to do something about this. I don't know how you're going to feel about it. Brother Kendrick Anderson has been stealing members' underwear and using them as a pocket square. Now, he had a thong with hearts on it on Sunday. And Sister Deidre Davis say she know them her drawers because he was at the laundromat and she saw him folding them up. But he had a thong in his pocket with hearts on it. Mm. Now, I think you're going to have to talk to this boy. He done got way out of hand with this.
That's interesting. You know, people have been using different ideas for pocket squares. Brother Roland was down at Home Depot.
You're not going to do it.
I think he is.
Has been using feather dusters as pocket squares, I've noticed. Also, Brother Roland at one time was down at the poultry shop using chicken feathers. Somebody had handed him some owl feathers, but he turned that down, said that was a little too close for his comfort.
Oh, man.
Let's move on.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna leave that at that. But you gonna have to do something about this man putting these people drawers in their pocket.
You know, you can't really tell a man how to dress. We've had a whole session on dressing at the church. Brother Roland was there.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm gonna.
Some people's is gonna do like they want.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Some things is you know what? We can't fix every complaint. And
I know. Brother Roland next week is coming in with peacock feathers. They're going to be long, stick way up out his pocket. Tall. He's going to have to squat down to go through doorways.
You still ain't fixed these drawers, but okay. You still ain't.
Yeah, I think the rolling joke was way better. I thank you for misleading me in that direction, Deacon. Carry on now vicariously.
All right, we got an issue. The kids are just in an uproar. You're gonna have to talk to Sister Nubby. As you know, she's missing her fingers except her thumb on her right hand. And she was selling cookies after service and giving them to the kids with that nubby hand. And the kids just, they won't eat the cookies. They just got scared and everything. You're going to have to talk to Sister Nubby. She just,
well,
I don't know. I don't think
Sister Nubby, her husband has the same condition.
What?
And he had come to a concert one night. Back on the King tour, and shook my hand backstage. I thought he was high-fiving me, and when I reached for it, it felt like he had slapped a pack of meat in my hand without them fingers on it. It scared me. I jerked back.
One more time.
He was highly offended because he come talking about, I can't believe you going to act like that. Well, you need to tell somebody.
Well, wait,
back
Pastor,
here shaking
happened?
Hands in the dark. I was about to go on. It came to him. And I was backstage, and it was dark. There. And, you know, he was married to Sister Nubby at the time. And, you know, his nickname Chubby. And he ain't got no fingers on his hand either, except for thumb. And he tried to dap me up before I walked on stage. And when he dapped me, he slapped his hand in my palm and he ain't had no fingers. Yeah. It just felt like a pack of meat was in there and it scared me. It shot me and I didn't know what to do. Ever since
we
then,
gotta go.
I've never dapped Chubby or Nubby ever again, Mr. Chick.
Coming up next, Ask the CLO. That's Church Complaint right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky welcome their first child. 63-year-old Flava Flav found out that he's got a 3-year-old son, and Bill Cosby is headed back to court. Bill Cosby is headed back to court in a brand new sexual assault case. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, for your love questions. And this one is from Sheena in Connecticut. Sheena says, my 19-year-old son got a speeding ticket in my car, and I got the ticket notice in the mail, and I confronted him. I can't take away his driving privileges because he's got to get to work. How else can I punish him, or is he too old for punishment?
Well, he got to pay the ticket. Everybody get tickets. This ain't no major crime he done committed. He got to pay the ticket. You know, you can't take his driving privileges away. You ain't never had a ticket before. He keep getting the tickets. They going to take his driving privileges for him. You ain't got to.
Yeah, and he's got a job, so he can pay it.
You're right. Just let him pay the ticket. That ain't even hard.
She wants to know, is he too old for punishment, too?
What punishment? What?
She wants to punish him,
Pay the ticket. Trust me, ain't the best lesson is a bought lesson. Let me tell you something. Them tickets... You're going to quit doing that if you got to keep paying them. Yeah, you want to punish him, the ticket. That's why they gave him the ticket. They've already decided the punishment. The fine is the punishment. And if you keep doing it, they're going to take your driver's license. You don't have to punish him. Some people don't need kids.
That's what you got out the question.
Man, damn. Carl here with no elementary-ass parenting question.
All right, moving on to Jabria in High Point. Jabria writes, I'm a 28-year-old single woman, and I let a friend from college stay with me for the weekend. He got in late one night and came and laid across my bed to talk. He was tipsy, but he smelled so good. I wanted him so bad, but he didn't try to touch me. If he didn't make a move, does that mean he doesn't like me?
Well, he could be doing like every other man doing. You know, he's just your friend because that's the category you put him in. He laid across your bed to test. You didn't do nothing. He'll be back in there now. See, the fact that you didn't put him off the bed, he ain't going to lay cross next time.
What is he
going to
do?
He going to be horizontal in that bed next time. Yeah. With the same damn cologne on. You can believe that. He just testing the water. I'm going to lay across the foot of the bed and see how she feel. You didn't put him out? Trust me. He'll be back in there.
All right.
That's all.
Oh, okay.
All right. Moving on to Paulina in Cali. Paulina says, I'm 44.
Oh, let me just say one other thing, Shirley.
Okay,
I ain't never laid across the foot of a bed of a girl I ain't want.
Oh, okay.
In my life.
So same applies for Jabria's college friend.
What? Tommy, you ever laid across a girl's bed and didn't want her?
No, every bed I laid across, I wanted.
Junior? Yeah, we'll just say for Junior.
Yeah, Junior's speechless right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, moving on to Paulina and Callie. Paulina says, I'm 44 and my daughter is 27. Because I had her so young, we look more like friends. One of my exes said that he took her out and she was a, quote, good time. She hasn't mentioned it to me and I don't want her settling for my leftovers. What do I do?
You should probably tell her, be careful. I've dated him and he's telling y'all's business. That's what I do. And then just walk away. She can handle it like that. If I were you, I would be careful. I dated him. And now he dated you and said you were a good time. I'm just letting you know he's telling your business. And that ain't being messy or nothing. That ain't snitching. you know, that's fair right there.
What does good time mean, you think?
What you thinking me?
I want to know. I want you to say it.
Well, if I'm out with a woman and we had a really good time, we wasn't sitting up there eating. I can eat by myself, have a good-ass time. You know, hell, stopping at Wendy's with Boomerang used to be a good-ass time, you know.
One of your boys.
You know, that's what it was. You know, me and Boom stopped and get a triple at Wendy's back in the day. That was, you know, but we ain't talking about that.
You think he would tell her mom, his ex, that about his daughter?
Why?
About her daughter?
Why is he dating her?
Why would, no. Why would he mention it to the mother? Mm-hmm.
That
type of dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I took your daughter out. I had your daughter, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ugh.
Because he a skank-ass dude. That's why he told her.
Yeah.
Okay.
It serves no purpose. You trying to hurt the woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took your daughter out. She was a good time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's slimy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I just wanted... Okay, moving on to Marla in Panama City. Marla says, I'm 59 years old and married. I love going to the casino on the weekends, and I get a room because I like to drink and gamble. My husband thinks I'm cheating, and I'm tired of proving myself. Do I give up my hobby because he's insecure?
I'm not. Well, I would have to see if you're a man, it's different. If you get in a room down there because you're drinking and your wife think you cheating, you got to do something to prove it. As a man, you got to do something to prove it. You got to bring her with you or something. Have her in the room. And then you just stay down there a couple hours later, you know, so she don't want to go next time.
But a woman, you're saying it's different?
You get in the room because you like to drink. He think you cheating. That's crazy. I mean, if he don't trust you, I can't help you. I don't know what to do. Do you have a track record of cheating? Does he have anything to be worried about? Has he found photos, numbers? Do you pick up the phone and go in another room when it rang? All that right there?
Well, she says she's tired of proving herself. She did say that.
Well, if she's tired of proving it, then, you know, quit going to the casino and quit doing the thing you like to do and just sit up under his ass. Because his old ass obviously ain't going nowhere.
That's not fun.
Because he's insecure,
Steve. He don't like to gamble. Man, please.
So is he insecure?
Well, sometimes it ain't insecure. Mm-hmm. I want ladies to understand something about me. And sometimes it's not insecurity. Sometimes it's controlling.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good point. Okay.
And you got to know the difference, but then you'd have to know your man.
Yeah.
You know, if he's insecure or he's controlling, they're two different things. And you know who you have. You're 59. You've been married for a while. You know if he's controlling or insecure. Now, if he both, I'd have been the guy to divorce.
She says he's insecure.
Mm. I recommend divorce. I don't really. I'm not the person that hang in there to death do you part. Once I feel like I'm dying, that's usually where I part. That's how I look at it. That was my vows I took, to death do us part. And once I feel like I'm dying, it's time to part. That's what I do. Sit up in here, man.
It's time to get out. All right.
As soon as I feel like I'm dying.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free.
ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, Rihanna gave birth to her first child. It was a baby boy with rapper boyfriend A$AP Rocky. The baby was born May 13th in Los Angeles, and the couple has not yet released the baby's name. A$AP opened up about one day becoming a dad during a May 2021 interview with GQ, saying, "I think I'd be an incredible, remarkably, overall amazing dad. I would have a very fly child, very fly." Meanwhile, in a March 2022 interview with Elle magazine, Rihanna predicted that she will be a, quote, psycho mom. I feel that that's the type of mom I'm going to be, psycho about it. I think they'll both be great parents, and congratulations to the both of them.
You know, I can say is, come on, welcome, and you finna see.
Welcome to parenthood. See. Hey, Riri.
Yeah. Hardest job in the world. Hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah,
is be responsible for the welfare, being, guidance, love, and existence of another human being.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Watch.
This is true. Mm. Other baby news. Flavor Flav just found out that he is the father of his 8th child. All right, 8th. One more than you, Steve. Hey. According to TMZ. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Shirley?
Shots fired.
You know what? You ain't got to take all that.
You've got 7.
One more than you. Yeah, well, my 7, the youngest one is 25. So, you know.
Not 3.
Yeah. Big difference.
Flav fathered a child with his former manager, and the little boy is now 3 years old, like we said. Flav and the woman worked together back in 2017, and he initially asked for a DNA test, and once it was confirmed that he is the father, Flav has
could have just showed me the picture. I'd have told you.
Yeah, we didn't know from the picture.
Now, how old is Flav going to be at this baby graduation?
He's 63 now. He's 63 now.
The baby's 3, so you got 15 years, right? 18. Mm-hmm.
So he'll be, what, 78?
78, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be at the graduation, but they're going to have to nudge him when he walked by. Then here come Flavor.
But he's still going to be Flavor.
Flavor is him.
Flavor.
Yeah. But the baby clock boy. Don't change. It ain't going to be round no more. It's going to be one of them tall-ass grandfather clocks. The one you stand up on in the corner. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the clock going to look different.
With the Roman numerals.
Yeah, he going to have on the same clock that's in London.
Yes, Big Ben.
Wow. Yeah,
last name is Drayton. So mm-hmm. Baby, whatever the little boy name is.
At least he's paying child support, and that he's worked out custody arrangements. So I do like that about Flav.
Oh yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, Flav always been a good dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. Flavor Flav.
Yeah, boy.
At 78, he's still going to be Flavor Flav, though.
Yeah.
They're going to think that's his granddaddy, though. I promise you they're going to think that's his granddaddy.
Yo, Papa. Yeah. They're going to do the Flavor Flav dance. I used to do that all the time. Uh-huh.
All right. Moving on. Well, Wow. A year after Bill Cosby was released from prison, he's heading back to trial for an alleged sexual assault. This time, the plaintiff in the case, Judy Hughes, alleges that Cosby groped her at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. This happened 50 years ago when she was just a teenager. She's suing him for sexual battery in a civil case, and Cosby has denied all the allegations. Cosby's attorneys took issue with the accuser changing the details of her story from the alleged assault taking place in 75, not in 1974, as she previously reported. Jury selection is set to begin later today. Now, Cosby's 84. How did this all come out? You know, where is this coming from? You know, there's a Playboy documentary streaming on TV, and a lot of things are coming out, not just about Cosby, but for other people as well, because of this whole Playboy documentary.
So the behavior that went on at the mansion. The
oh, yeah. It was
at the Playboy mansion.
Yeah. They were wilding. Okay.
I just don't understand being quiet so long.
But well, it doesn't mean that she was or that it, that she didn't try. Maybe, you know, because he was so popular.
And powerful.
And powerful at yes. NBC at the yes. time, you know, yes. number one show.
So you could be underage and get in the Playboy Mansion?
You could be what?
What'd you say?
Underage and get in the Playboy Mansion.
Well, I mean, you know, there's no telling what went on there.
Yeah.
Back then, Junior, I think anything was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So now, like I said, jury selection is set to begin later today. We'll see how this one goes. Bill Cosby is about, what, 84 years old?
I wouldn't drink water with him. I'm so scared of what he might.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
this
sorry.
Really sad. This is really sad.
Yeah, it is. This is a civil case, so she's looking for money in this particular instance. But, wow. Yeah, 50 years is a long time.
You know, I know you're not supposed to comment, so I can't say. But let me ask you a question, ladies. Does this seem fair at this point?
If he did it. Then it's fair. There's no time limit.
Right. That's exactly right. If he did this, I'm sure this woman wants some kind of, you know, payback,
compensation,
restitution, compensation, whatever. Yeah, compensation, okay. whatever for what she had to go through. Yeah. All right. That's all the time we have. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Are you registered to vote? We sure hope so. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Georgia experienced a record number of early voter turnout for the 2022 primary elections. That's great news, right? More than 700,000 people voted early, and the recent surge shatters the 2020 early voting total. Voters have several key races to decide on in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and Georgia governor. Tomorrow is Tuesday, May 24th. It is the actual election day. Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas all have primary elections tomorrow, Tuesday, May 24th. So if you didn't vote early, tomorrow's the actual election day. You can vote that day as well.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Got to tell them.
We have got to get out and vote in Georgia. Stacey Abrams is on it.
Oh, yeah. In the primary for the Democratic nod for governor, absolutely. Alabama and Arkansas. And if you have any questions, go to whenweallvote.org.
Yes. Let me tell you how afraid they are of Stacey Abrams. The campaign between Kemp and Perdue.
Perdue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're saying Kemp beat Stacey Abrams before and he can do it again. That's his campaign against the other Republicans. That's how afraid they are of her.
She's brilliant, too.
Well, they need to be afraid because we're voting for her. Yeah.
Right. They're not running against each other. They're running to put somebody in there who they hope can beat Stacey Abrams. Oh, we're going to shock them.
Yes, sir. Yes. So come on, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got work to do.
Yes, we do.
We got work to do. That's it. It's a done deal.
But, I mean, good news, though, that it was a record turnout. Good news for early voting. Let's keep the momentum going. Keep it going. And again, if you have any questions about voting, your polling places, all of that for Election Day tomorrow, go to whenweallvote.org. Whenweallvote.org. It's not too late.
We need to keep that same energy we had for the presidential election this year. Mm-hmm. We got to keep that same voting energy. Midterm elections are coming up. Don't sleep.
Yep. Every election.
Stay woke.
Every election. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Every election. I mean, and the same goes for Alabama, Arkansas, every state. I mean, you know, every state that has elections tomorrow, every single state, please get out and vote. Get out and vote. Yeah. We need you. We need you. It's critical.
And to young people that may not have voted in the last election, you may not have been old enough to vote. Do your homework. Get registered. Let's, you know, time is here.
Well, I'm telling y'all, here's the deal. The Republicans have all gotten together and decided to ride that lie out about the election being stolen and fraud. Mm-hmm. No Republican judge or conservative judge found any evidence of that at all. It's nothing but a lie. They are up to all the tricks on this one, y'all. We just got to show up and vote.
That's right. That's right, Steve. All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, a Virginia mom is suing a school over the critical race theory. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A white Virginia mom says her 13-year-old son has changed since he learned about critical race theory, and now she's suing the school. In an interview with Jesse Waters, Prime Time, Melinda Riley says she never had issues with her son before the Albemarle School District introduced him to the critical race theory. Because of the information, Riley says her son now identifies as Black. Now, she's white and the child's father is Black, so technically he's biracial. She is the custodial single parent, and she is very concerned now that her son sees himself as just a Black man. Take a listen.
Well, he's seen himself just as a Black man. He's seen things that don't go his way as racism, and he's finding safety in numbers now.
So when you're saying he gets a bad grade at school, he blames racism, or a girl rejects him on a date, racism. Are those the kind of things you're seeing?
Yes. I ask him to clean the house, racism. Yes.
You're kidding, right? Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. They have totally changed his perspective. They have put him in a box.
See, here's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Your son is learning things about himself. Yep. Now, you're biracial, so you don't want him just to identify with the Black. But I can assure you, if his appearance denotes any tones of Blackness, that's how he's going to get treated. Mm-hmm. And now what he's realizing, and it explains a lot to him now. Mm-hmm. By you being his white mom, and I understand, and you're very, very loving and caring of your son, and that's not what this comment is about that I'm making. But your son, because his father is Black, he's identifying with that. And he's learning what that means. Because some things has happened to him that you don't know about and that he can't share with you and you have no answers for. So maybe because of the way he's looked and he's maybe approached a white girl with it and was turned down, maybe he's starting to get the fact, hey, maybe because my hair looks like this and my skin tone, that might have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. You can sue the school all you want, but welcome to the world that we live in on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you think this is being taught in school. It's being taught in his life every day. It's just school's now got a course talking about it. Y'all mad about that?
And it's the truth.
Sorry.
Clean my room. Clean my room. That's what the white
and then
man
the
want
reporter,
me to do.
The reporter, if he wants to clean your room, he has a problem. That's racism. Are you serious? The lady, we already know it ain't that simple.
Yeah.
White boys ain't cleaning their room. Why you asking me to clean my room?
So it ain't that simple, and we know that.
Right. We know. That was an extreme example they used.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. gets but a bad
the,
grade
that's
at
how
school.
The world is going to treat him as a black kid and Absolutely. A black man. Absolutely. That's how the world sees him. If you have, you know, so he's acting accordingly now.
She said, "The boy finds safety in numbers." Boy, how true is that right there?
I'd like to hear what the school is saying about her lawsuit.
Same over here.
We struggling, ain't we, dog? I'm thinking about marching down here at this damn school.
See what they doing?
They putting the Kool-Aid down at the cafeteria. Now see they trying to do us, dog.
The problem is, man, if the mother has a problem with her son identifying with the black father and the black cause, that's what it seems to be the problem.
That's a deeper problem. That's the issue, sounds like.
Because everybody not going to turn out like Tiger Woods' lady and get to call themselves Cablin Nation. That's not how this works.
Nope. Not if you have some black in you, it doesn't.
Barack
All right.
Obama, he had a white man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're moving on. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, today's strawberry letter is married to a moocher. We'll get into that in just a bit. But right now, it is time for today's prank phone call with the nephew. Nephew, what you got?
Well, let me look in here and see what I have.
What's on the menu?
I be trying to figure out what to give y'all. I don't never know if y'all want appetizer, entree, dessert, you know.
Oh,
I
have goodness.
A, just know, when do you the pull one in, that when you can heap the most praise on yourself.
Well, I got Good that answer, for you, Steve. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is pop-up pedicure. Pop-up pedicure. And then we'll praise after that. So y'all stick around. Here it is.
Hey, man. Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dana, please.
Yeah, this is she. What's up?
Hi, Dana. I am calling. We're trying to get schedule an appointment with you. Your husband has purchased you a pedicure, pedicure spa. So we wanted to see what date, if Saturday would work for you.
My husband wanted to book me a pedicure for me. I'm actually good right now. I'm going to wait until I'm ready. But thank you very much.
But no, this is a pop-up pedicure. And what we do is we actually,
that's cool.
Yeah, we come to your house. We have gloves and we have masks on and you stick your foot out the door and we're going to disinfect everything, your foot,
Wait. You're talking about putting my foot out the door?
Safety, you stick your... I'm sorry. My name is Milton with Precious Pop-Up Pedicure. We do pedicures. We go around because we know a lot of people can't get out. So, you know, we're small business. We're just trying to stay afloat right now. So that's... But your husband called in about... You know, he called us. He wanted to get an appointment for you. But we come to your house, and when you stick your leg out, we'll do the pedicure, and then you stick the other leg out, and we'll do that one.
Milton, honey, sweetheart, I know you've seen a lot of feet and you've done a lot of toes and hands. And let me tell you something. The fuck I'm going to put my feet out the window, first of all. You know
The window or the door.
I don't care what it is. If I'm going to get my feet done, I'm going to have my feet done in a chair inside. And I'd be out of my head if I put my feet out the window. People don't see my feet out the window. That is crazy. And I'm coming correct as a businesswoman, woman to man, Milton. I suggest you just you tailor that back in. Maybe you can do some buy me an advance pedicures and shit like that. But my feet are too fragile and beautiful to be putting out the window.
There lies the problem, ma'am. If you don't mind, your husband Kelvin is the one that called, and he's the one that says that your feet look a mess. So that's why we're calling. He's the one that booked the appointment for you.
You know what? My feet are f***ing beautiful. And again, Milton, you know.
Well, are they beautiful now since you've been in? I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Are you the person? person who should be telling me that? That's on my husband, who I will have a conversation with after this conversation. So
I guess my question is, ma'am, you're saying your feet are beautiful, but are they beautiful now since you've been locked up for a month or so? I mean, evidently, evidently your feet are scaring your husband because he's the one calling saying, oh, my God, I got to get my wife's feet done.
My feet are gorgeous, sweetheart. Okay, they're beautiful. They're supple. They're beautiful. They've got a beautiful tone of caramel to them. They shine in the sunshine, whether they're polished or not. My husband will love them, whether they're painted, clipped.
Well, I don't think your husband loves them because he called us.
Obviously, Milton, you're not thinking. And I think you need to check with your wife, Wendy. Do you know that? There is no reason you should ever have this conversation with a grown woman about her feet is what her husband says. I don't know you, and I'm trying to be as polite as possible. You will not be stepping into my window. Are you crazy?
I'm not going to come in your window. You just stick your foot out of the window or the door, whichever one is convenient for you, okay? It's not that hard. It's going to 15, 20 minutes, and we're done.
Oh, no. You are not getting business. 15 or 20 minutes. Do you know how much time it takes to get a pedicure done? You know,
well, this is a pop-up. It's a pop-up pedicure.
Pop the f*** down. You're going to be driving through with three wheels at this point. I'm not taking that. No. And I'm having a conversation with my husband to never call you again. And I do suggest that you have a conversation with Wendy, who I don't know, but I think she would agree with me. 20 minutes is not long enough. My feet are beautiful. And don't ever call me again and tell me that you think for some reason that because my husband told you that they were bad feet or I needed to get a pedicure, that you have the right to tell me that you don't know me. And if you do ever come by my house, I swear to God, I will stick my foot up your ass. And don't ever, ever try and bring that up to me again. Don't call my house.
This is what Kelvin told us, ma'am. Okay?
Kelvin told me what? You are not supposed to tell a woman that. I said, I'm done. I'm
okay,
done.
But do you want to know what else Kelvin told us to do?
No, I don't.
Okay. But can I just please tell you what else Kelvin told us?
I'm gonna give you two seconds and then I'm hanging up.
Okay, this is a moment of truth. Kelvin gave us a call. He gave me a call. Me, Nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. He told me to prank phone call his wife.
No! Are you serious?
I'm serious!
Are you serious? Yo, you know what, sweetheart? You are so on par right now, because if this had actually been the truth, I would have been throwing my husband out the f***ing door. Excuse my Frenchiness. First of all, how are you doing? I mean, not that I have you on the phone, can we have a heart-to-heart? Because I love you.
We can have a heart-to-heart. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
How are you doing? Oh, how are you doing during this whole pandemic? How you doing?
I'm okay. My feet are looking good, but I've been listening to you on the daily, and happy to hear your voice.
I appreciate it.
I've been staying up to beat on everything. You've been putting a smile on my face every day. I feel like there's a new light here now.
Things
are great. I love me some Calvin, let me tell you, but I love you too.
I appreciate it. Hey, 2020, come on, let the nephew know what's the baddest. And I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
There's nothing better than the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the baddest radio show in the land. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Stick
when
your
I
foot
said
out that window.
Pick one that will give you the most praise and worship.
Uh-huh.
Man. Do we still have to do it even though she already did it for us? Do we still have
yes.
to
do it? Yes. Yes, Junior.
She handled it for us.
Nah, I need a little more than that. Don't leave me hanging. Come on, I need
She was good, though.
She
I like her.
Girl,
curious
she did
about
not
her feet.
Play about her feet, honey.
Curious about her. My feet are beautiful, and they are supple, and they are
caramel skin tone.
Yes. They glisten in the sun.
If you don't stick your foot out that window or that door so I can get this thing done, girl.
15 minutes.
She was not the one about these toes.
Uh-uh.
Oh. Get your feet done. Go out and get yourself a pedicure today, sometime this week. Get yourself a pedicure. pamper yourself a little bit. It's necessary sometimes. You need that. For all you fellas that have never gotten a pedicure, whoa, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
It's a lot of men, Tommy.
I know, man. I know. If you can kick a tree and chop it in half, hey, man, it's time for you to get down there.
Yeah.
If you can open up a bag of potatoes with your foot.
Oh, with your feet. Oh.
Because that's a hard-ass bag to open. I'm going to tell you that right
with
now.
With your feet.
Wow. All right, nephew. Thank you. I think we get it. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject, Married to a Moocher. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for the Strawberry Letter, and before we get to that, I want to let you guys know that candles are here. I'm talking about my Love Collection candles. They are out and available now at loveshirleystrawberry.com. loveshirleystrawberry.com. Thanks to everyone who's already gone and purchased your candles. Hope you love them as much as I do, from my heart to yours. loveshirleystrawberry.com.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. It's time for the Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, married to a moocher. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old married woman, and my husband is 34. We've been married for 4 years, and we're getting our first house built, so I've had to put my husband on a budget to make sure we can afford to furnish our new house. He is the one that is always shopping and buying gadgets for the house. We are sharing one credit card, and I give him an allowance weekly at his request. His money is usually gone within 2 days because he's forgotten he's a baller on a budget and will splurge on a steak for lunch a couple of days a week. I blame it on his parents, who still enable him and coddle him. He's definitely not a mama's boy, but his mama can't stand to hear him complain about money. They're retired and have plenty of money saved up, so they give it to him if he asks. It's gotten so bad that his mother called me and said she needs my help because her son said he's on a budget and can't afford to eat lunch during the week. I reminded her that her son is bougie and can't eat leftovers for lunch, so it's his fault if he can't afford his overpriced lunches. That's when she opened up about how much money they've given my husband in the past month. She called her own son a moocher, and she blamed herself since she spoiled him all of his life. She said that I have a problem on my hands if he doesn't stop spending. She told me to check his closet because he's been buying new shirts and leaving out with his t-shirt on, then putting the new shirt on before he walks into his office. My mother-in-law wants me to talk to my husband and tell him to stop mooching off them. I think it's their job to finish raising their son. Should I get into the middle of their problem? I'll agree with you. This is his parents' problem, but this is also you and your husband's problem. This is a whole family issue right here. Your husband wants what he wants, and he doesn't care where he gets it. If he can't get it from you, if he spends all the money you give him, then he'll go to his mom, and she'll give it to him. So he is a mama's boy in that sense. I think he's immature, and I think his mom, you know, keeps giving him money because she obviously can't say no to him, even now that he's a grown man with a family of his own. She wants you to talk to him and be the bad guy, so to speak. And that's a problem. But you all need to talk, all of you. Maybe when he sees that you guys are all in one accord about saving and sacrificing for the new house, he'll get it. Maybe not, but you got to do something. You got to put some sort of system in place where a certain amount of money goes into the house account. You know, try that. I think that's a good place to start. His parents have to be on board with this in order for this to work, though. I do know it can be done because people do it every day. It's hard for him because he's never had to do anything like this before. He's been spoiled. His mom told you that, and you probably knew it before you married him. And it's all part of growing up and being responsible. He is a grown man, but his parents need to put a stop to him running to them every time he needs money. If they want to give him money, leave it for him in the will. Okay, that's what I say from now on. They're not teaching him anything if they keep spoiling him this way. Steve?
This letter is utterly ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. You're not married to a moocher. That's not the problem. This is the wrong title for this letter. You're married to what's supposed to be a man who doesn't act like a man, who hasn't grown up, and who hasn't been required to grow up. That's not a moocher. That's something totally different we're dealing with here. This is really ridiculous. You're 38 and your husband is 34. You already was in trouble with him. Mm-hmm. Not only is he younger than you, but he act like it. That's scary. But he don't even act 34. See, if this letter was from a 16-year-old or 18-year-old or a 20-year-old, I could be a little bit more tolerant. This guy is 34 years old. So here's the deal. We've been married 4 years. We're getting our first house. So I've had to put my husband on the budget. Okay, that's a little bit of a problem. To make sure we can afford to furnish our house. You couldn't just tell him that? He don't understand that? He is the one that's always shopping and buying gadgets for the house. We're sharing one credit card. I give him allowance weekly. That's another problem. That's what you do for teenagers. At his request. His money is usually gone within 2 days. Wow, dude. So that's wrong, because he's forgotten he's a baller on a budget. No, he's not a baller on a budget. He's not a baller. See, he's just on a budget. Because what you described to me next, it just threw me off. And he will splurge on a steak for lunch a couple days a week. I'll be damned. Two steaks throw your ass complete out of whack. Two damn pieces of meat. You should have got the chicken and your ass is ordering steak.
Hold that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, married to a moocher. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Finish up your response. The subject, married to a moocher. You don't like that title.
I don't like the title because this is a 34-year-old dude that can't stay on budget and does a lot of other things, too. We haven't gotten into it, but here we go. She had to put this dude on the budget because they're trying to buy a house and they want to be able to afford furnishings. He's the one that's always shopping, buying gadgets for the house. We share a credit card. I give him a weekly allowance. This is what you have to do for a 34-year-old. Like I said at the top of this letter, if this letter was about a 16-year-old, 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, I'd be a lot more tolerant. He's 34. He's 34. What are we talking about here? All right. And because he's forgotten, and then the money is usually gone that she gives him in 2 days because he's forgotten he's a ball on the budget. No, he's just on a budget. He will splurge on a steak for lunch a couple days a week. So if you're in a restaurant and they got chicken, fish, and steak, and your decision to go with the steak twice throws your whole budget out of whack, he's not making smart decisions somewhere else. And this guy is just not. But then you explain it in the letter. I blame it on his parents, who will enable him and coddle him. He's definitely not a mama's boy, but his mama can't stand to hear him complain about money. They've retired. They got plenty of money saved up, so they give it to him if he asks. It's gotten so bad that his mother called me and said she needs my help because her son says he's on a budget and can't afford to eat lunch during the week. So you go to your mama for that? And then you said he's not a mama's boy. Excuse me. Excuse me. What do you think a mama's boy is? You put him on the budget. He mad. He go to his mama talking about he get on the budget. He can't even have lunch. And then she give him the money. That's a mama's boy. See, you're thinking a mama's boy if he got to be up under her all the time. No, a mama's boy if he's totally dependent on his mother instead of the other way around. When you grow up, you're supposed to take better care of your parents the older you get. They shouldn't still be taking care of you the older you get. That's a mama's boy. I reminded her that her son is bougie and can't eat leftovers for lunch, so it's his fault if he can't afford his overpriced lunches. That's when she opened up about how much money they've given my husband in the past month. She called her own son a moocher, and she blamed herself since she spoiled him all his life. She said that I have a problem on my hands if he don't stop spending. She told me to check his closet because he's been buying new shirts and leaving out with the T-shirt on, then putting a new shirt on before he walks into the office. I hear women say that all the time because when a man won't give him money, I see women do it. I very rarely see a man. Matter of fact, I don't know any men that do it, which lets me know you have a boy. Because I don't know any men who do this. And you know why I don't know any men who do this? Because at this age, I don't hang out with nobody but men. You got grown a little boy ass on your hands. Grown-ass grown men ass that's taking care of families. We sacrificing so our families can have a life. Man, get out of here. What are y'all talking about? My mother-in-law wants me to talk to my husband and tell him to stop mooching off of them. I think it's their job to finish raising their son. Should I get into the middle of their problem? What do you mean the middle of their problem? This your problem. This your problem and their problem. You ain't in the middle of their problem. You got your own problem. What is the daddy doing? You said parents. Where is his ass at? Or is he in the same position the boy in? Maybe the boy is emulating his father. That's why the father ain't stepped in and said nothing. He got this behavior from somewhere. So the boy's mama been babying the daddy too. Maybe the daddy's soft. I promise you I couldn't go over Slick Harvey's house and ask for a damn thing.
Lunch money.
Boy, you coming over here to eat lunch. What? Ain't you working? Yeah, daddy. Well, where your money? I spent it on two steaks. Well, Ian, you ain't gonna be able to eat steak no more, Ian. I'm just telling you how smooth this conversation gonna go. Yeah. You're asking them to start making some sandwiches, taking them to work. Right. You can't come over here, boy. But me and your mama retired. We ain't finna come over here. You what? This doesn't make any sense, what you're saying. He's 34. You and them enabled him. He acts like a child. You all treat him like a child. Now, let me ask you something. In this whole letter between you, the writer of the letter, your mama and the daddy, has anybody thought of mentioning manhood to him? But the only one can tell him how the men act is his father. And his father is silent because I think he's duplicating what his father did. But then you say they got a lot of money and they both retired, so somebody did something right in their family. Should I get in the middle of their situation? Girl, you in the middle of your own mess. Look what his mama told you. She said, you got a problem on your hands if he don't stop spending. I'll leave his ass. That's what I do.
All right, Steve.
Shocker.
Oh, we there with it.
Newsflash. Steve Harvey promotes a divorce. Why not?
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior, it is time for you and Sports Talk. What you got?
All right, Shirley, thank you very much. Okay, man, Nick Saban, let's just go and get this out here. Ooh, snitches get stitches.
Ooh, you never heard none of that? He's talking about my yard.
Wait a minute, Trey. Man, so Nick Saban had the number 2 recruiting class. Texas A&M had the number 1 recruiting class. Congratulations, Tommy. And thank Nick you. Saban said that A&M bought all their players for name, image, and likeness. And Jimbo said, no, we didn't. But, hey, Nick, you might want to stop talking because you know you've been buying players illegally. That's the accusation. Now, also, he threw Prime in there, man. He threw Coach Prime in and said Deion Sanders got a player he paid $1 million to. Named Travis Hunter. Yeah, at Jackson State. Man, let me tell you something. Prime response said, Prime said, can't nobody play for me making more money than me.
Oh, no, come on, Prime. That part.
No. And, I'm not saying, like, these kids now have a right to sell their name, image, and likeness and go play for a school. Well, how would you act, Unc, if they gave you time, if they gave you $1 million to play ball? What's going to happen? How
I'm you playing ball. You're talking right.
Something wrong. I don't do nothing.
I'm not
I don't
only
go
playing ball. When I was that age, 17, yeah. 18, I'm not only playing ball for $1 million. I'm not going to miss. I swear to God, I'm not going to miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't understand why Nick Saban is upset because, hey, man, you ain't got the number 1. He don't get his way. And it's kind of like he's saying that HBCU shouldn't be getting these players.
Dog, them boosters been running this game forever. That's why they went on decided to pay these kids. Because they paying them anyway.
Right.
Y'all need to stop. The lid is off the mayonnaise jar. The dude Jimbo, they paid some people. Texas got money. Y'all paid some people, Tommy. Yes, you did.
Just okay. Don't say it.
Nick Saban paid some people. Yes, he did.
I ain't do it.
Now, Mississippi, Jackson State, we ain't got money for water down there half the damn time. We trying to get these kids drinking water, get good dorms down there. If the boy want to go play for prime time so he can be around one of the premier coaches in the world today who's been an NFL player, can understand all the struggles he's going through, why can't he go play for prime?
Come on.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Why
that's
not?
Right.
As soon as these black kids start playing for black players at black schools, now here come, oh, they paid $1 million. You have no idea how much Crimson Tide them paid. Over these years, all them damn players, man, miss me, say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Junior, thank you. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Cardi B talks about how she uses her platform as an influencer. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a preview for David Letterman's Netflix series called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, Cardi B sat down with Letterman and admitted that she doesn't discuss politics in her rap lyrics, but she does use her platform to express her views on political issues. Cardi B has always been open to engage with politicians. She sat down for interviews with both Senator Bernie Sanders and President Joe Biden. Cardi stated that she feels like she has a responsibility to speak out. Take a listen.
I think people in your position have a strength in terms of political activism and changing the world and changing the way people feel and think not only about themselves, but the problems of the world at large is wonderful.
I don't really put a lot of political things in my music, but I use the out of my platform. And I have used my platform even when I was a dancer, because you might think that people are not looking, but they are.
Yeah, people may not understand, people may be ignorant, and so somebody that they admire, somebody that they respect, expresses a viewpoint on something current and controversial, that's great.
Yes.
That's like being in class. That's direction.
Okay, Cardi. Hmm. All right.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Steve, you use your platform to speak out when you need to.
Of course. I mean, you know, I mean, what's it for? Yeah. If you have to do something of meaning with your life, everything can't be ha ha hee hee. Right. Because people want to be inspired. People want to be given hope. People want direction. People want information. Everybody needs that. You know, when you ain't laughing, you know, you got to be doing something. You know,
trying to make a better life.
So we just always have taken a point on this radio show to be a part of that, to do the things that's necessary to help educate, to help motivate, to help, you know, inform our listeners.
Yeah,
it's our platform. You know, we stand up, and we stand up for justice, injustice.
Yeah.
You know, we call out people who need calling out, man.
What about, I think we talked about this last week, did we? Athletes and actors who use their platform to speak out. I think specifically LeBron's name was used because he's starting to do that more and more.
I mean, I think he's done a great job of it. It's not his obligation.
Yeah.
But for them to take it on, like a Cardi B or LeBron or Steph and Patrick Beverly and Carmelo and Colin Kaepernick and all these guys to bring awareness, all of the football players and stuff that knelt, you know what I mean? Even though it gathered the wrong attention, and even though they flipped the narrative,
they sure did.
Damn President Trump, because he was trying to, you know, I think it's great when young people take that platform and do something with it. And as far as shut up and dribble, you shut up and just do the damn news.
Right. And the let them speak their minds and use their platform.
See, that's what you do. But see, I want to say something else too. As black people, we can't afford to just be who we are.
You better talk.
We have an obligation to guide, uplift, motivate, to become role models. Now, it's hard making a person a role model. You know, nobody wants that put on them.
Well, you're going to fall short at some point.
But it comes with the territory.
Yeah, yeah. You're thrust into that position whether you want to be or not.
It comes with the package, man.
That's right.
And people are going to have some expectations of you, and some of those expectations are unrealistic.
Right.
Because if a person is famous or rich or athlete or something like that, hell, they just, you know. They're
Muhammad
people.
Ali did it. Muhammad Ali did it.
Right, but Muhammad Ali had a lot of flaws.
Yeah.
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 You know, Martin Luther King did it with flaws. Mm-hmm. Only person did it right with no flaws was Christ.
Jesus.
Yes. Come on.
Jesus. Amen.
The rest of us.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A New York surgeon has a wait list for luxurious Birkin body procedure. That is the new cosmetic surgery that gives patients what's known as the Birkin body because it costs a fortune and you still need to know the right people if you want to get one. For $75,000 now, Dr. Ryan Ninestein has patients picked up from the airport and whisked to his clinic at Bergdorf Goodman, where they're expertly tweaked and tucked. They're then taken to legendary hotel The Pierre, two blocks away, where they recover with a 24-hour nurse and daily visits from the good doctor. Apparently, the procedure is aimed mainly at moms and focuses on postpartum issues like loose skin, muscle damage, hard to lose fat, and sagging boobs. So there you go, a makeover for $75 if you know the right
here's
people.
Here's the question. Each person on the show, you have to have plastic surgery. You have to have plastic surgery. What's the one place you're going to get done? We will have that as soon as we come back. Come back and listen to what the Steve Harvey Morning Show thinks of themselves. That's time spent listening. Tommy, I know you got to think of something because you're perfect, so you take your time. You'll go last.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with the morning show with the crew at 33 after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So the question on the table is, what would you have if you had to have plastic surgery? What
Junior,
would you do?
We're going to start with you first.
Okay. Well, what I have to have, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get this hairline back. I'm going to get it. I got to get that. I'm tired of everybody thinking I'm always surprised. I'm not. I'm just looking at it.
Well, I'm looking at you on the Zoom, Junior, and I do like to say that your hairline and your head sets line up perfectly.
Stop saying that.
You say that every day.
It do, man. It's just amazing. I love that about you, dog. Yeah. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you ball. According to this Zoom, Okay, Carla. You got to get one plastic surgery done. What is it?
Let me tell you something. Tummy tuck. Y'all gonna be able to talk to me.
They quit talking to you?
I'm gonna have on so many crop tops.
walking around. Y'all gonna be like, put some clothes on. Never.
Why is Carla wearing halters to church?
I probably get my thighs done. My thighs. I'm a little tired of them rubbing together, making noise. Get them tightened. A little tightened. Uh-huh. I'll get my thighs done. That's
you know
what
they got it.
What? Tell me, because I want it. I want that.
Tell for how you do it now. Tell.
And do they have it for tummies? Mm. Whatever you about to say.
Tommy?
My real answer is you can skip it.
No, I'm not. What I got ready to say was so HR-ish.
We'd have been off
just
the air.
I caught myself and went.
Because I said my thighs.
Yeah, I can't say nothing. Tommy?
We're off the air.
Big dog, I ain't going to lie to you. Plastic surgery for the nephew.
What? Yeah.
I'm finna be 6'6". I'm telling you right now, I'm finna be 6'6".
Yeah, I tell you, the only way they're gonna be able to do that, they're gonna have to glue your ass to them stilts.
You can't get that.
I'm telling you, I'm 32 waist, 38 length, boy.
So you get your stomach done.
No, I'm already 32. No. I'm getting more legs, Shirley. I'm gonna be 6'6".
They do. They get in Thailand. They can give you 2 inches.
See that, Shirley? You don't know.
But he calls it six.
He says limb lengthening surgery.
Yeah, he says
6'6", Steve.
No, hell no. You'd have to be. No, you have to walk around in a chair. Your ass finna be 6'6". You had to walk around in a chair.
What about you?
I'm getting a six pack. Six pack shirt open.
Coming up is the last break of the day for the new Naked Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, we'll be back in 49 minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here we are, last break of the day on this Monday. This is the beginning of Memorial Week, right? Memorial Day. Memorial Day is
Well,
the
next
weekend.
Week, next
yeah.
Monday is Memorial Day.
Well,
Monday,
next Monday, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this year's going by. Mm-hmm.
When he
hear about a holiday, he perk up, don't he? You see?
Yeah.
I got to make sure I'm off.
Seven more months till Christmas.
Family Feud, they don't know nothing about no damn holiday. I worked one Easter one time. That had never happened to me.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Yeah, man, I be going, man, y'all got no damn respect. Uh-huh, see that? It ain't even off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
We'll
yes,
be
it
off
is.
Memorial
yes,
Day.
Yeah, yes, we will.
Barbecue.
Thank the good Lord.
Barbecue.
28, 29, 30.
I worked on my whole birthday for
I'm going somewhere.
No, that'd be nice.
I ain't going nowhere. That was quick. Lied. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. No good in hell where you ain't going no damn where.
Just get some rest. Mm-hmm. All
I'm
right.
Go fishing.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's go
I'm
fishing.
Where you going? Your backyard? I mean, where do you...
lake.
He can.
Yeah, he's got a lake back there.
He got a river. That ain't no lake. That's a river. Okay.
River, lake, a body of water.
You ain't got to do that no more. Got a new spot, doggy. Come to Atlanta, we go.
Okay.
Got a new spot.
You didn't tell us about the new spot.
Mm-hmm. So didn't. Well, a press release came out, so it ain't no secret.
Oh, yeah.
A press release.
Yeah, a press release came out.
Well, usually you tell us first before the release comes out.
So well, we you know, Monica, you know, yeah. you know, Mouth of the South usually let it all out for anything happen. So I really don't be telling y'all nothing. I just be agreeing with it. So I'll let the Mouth of the South explain it. Let's do some questions on the way out. Anything you've ever wanted to ask, motivational, career, money, relationships, anything, Junior. Yes. Mississippi Monica, any questions? Might as well include you. You know, Shirley, Carla, Tommy, anybody.
Oh, I got a question. All right. What's on the menu for Memorial Day? What you going to do? You going to barbecue?
I just found out it was next week, so I hadn't really planned anything. I'm going to take 3 complete days off, though. I know that. Because, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. Family Feud has really gotten more difficult for me.
Really?
It's just gotten more difficult for me.
Yeah, it's a great show.
You know,
show.
I think the standing and the walking, I've gotten older. I'm in shape, but I just, it's a beating,
physical.
Man.
It's a physical.
It's a beating.
Okay.
It's a beating, man. So
more comfortable
I'm just
shoes?
Probably, yeah, my, it's not the shoes. That ain't it. Well, I did wear one pair of shoes, these old alligator boots I had. Mm-hmm. Ooh, they was too tight. Oh, oh, they was too tight. They was too tight. Dog, I didn't want to interview none of them damn families. Yeah, how y'all doing? Whatever, yes. Steve, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. Yeah, well, we went to a commercial break. Anyway, any other questions? Dog, anybody else?
Tell them the story about the limo driver that couldn't get his shoe off.
Oh, this was Big Larry, the limo driver. We were in New Orleans. And Boomerang has this thing that he traveled with that's made out of wood that helps you take off cowboy boots. You put your heel into it and stand on the back of it, and then you lift your foot right out the boot. Mm-hmm. So Boom liked this guy. Big Larry weighed about 370 pounds, but he was about 5'10". He was big guy, man. And Boom gave him a pair of cowboy boots one time.
Okay.
And we were downstairs waiting on the limo. He was our limo driver, and he always on time. And we had been downstairs in front of the hotel about 10 minutes. And we came upstairs because we was looking for him. We thought something was wrong. So I had to go back upstairs to get something. So Boomerang Juan came with me. Boy, we passed by Larry's door, and it was cracked. Mm-hmm. And Larry was trying to get the cowboy boot on or off.
You're not quite sure.
But he lost. As we was passing by his door, the door was wide open. He lost his balance with that boot in one hand. And his big ass started to fall, and he didn't want to go down. Let me tell you what he did. You know how the TV be on that little turntable in your on your dresser? You know, where you can swivel it?
Yeah.
He grabbed the TV to keep from going down, towed the TV off the swivel, headed towards the drapes. You know how they had an air conditioner right up under the drape? He grabbed the drape to stay up, tore all the damn drapes down. Then he fell back on the corner of the mattress, but the mattress was on a box. So when he fell on the corner of the mattress, it flipped the whole damn mattress over on top of his ass. He towed his hotel room up in about 12 seconds. We in the doorway. I can't breathe.
You didn't try to help him?
Oh, hell no. I was hollering. I watched his fat ass tear TV off a turnstile, take all the drapes down out the room, fell on the corner of the bed, and flipped the whole damn mattress over.
Oh,
it was
God.
Funny till I got the hotel bill. I owed the hotel $1,500. On an $80 room.
Oh, God. So crazy.
Man, thank you, man. Oh, Larry the limo driver.
That is so funny to me.
That's funny. I never heard that story before.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all be good.
Please, 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 please.
annual Steve Harvey contest. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.